It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Thank you for getting up with us on this Saturday morning, November the 12th already. It's 7:06 in the morning. As promised, we are here in the No Wake Zone. Today we're going to talk about Deck the Docks. It's coming up shortly here, less than 2 weeks away for our first cruise on the Celebration. Captain Dave Anderson will join us with all the details. We're going to talk about boat thefts and what you can do to protect your boat over the winter months. Charles Fort from Boat US is going to be here to talk about that with us at some length. And then we're going to wrap up the program today with a report from IBEX. We're going to talk about the Rely-On lithium batteries from the Rely-On Battery Company. We also are going to be doing a Around the Waterfront news segment this morning, and we're going to kick that off in just a moment as we get our program started. Actually, we can start, I guess, with this news. MarineMax reported higher sales, revenues, and earnings for their 2016 fiscal year, which ended on September the 30th. The company announced a revenue growth of 25%. Same-store sales increased 22% for the second consecutive year. Favorable weather, popular new boat models helped MarineMax drive growth for the year and the quarter, according to Bill McGill, the chairman and president CEO of MarineMax. Congratulations to you guys. You guys do a fabulous job down there. I would encourage you, if you're looking for a boat, you're looking for a place to put your boat, check out the MarineMax at the location nearest you. But the one we talk about the most is MarineMax Lake of the Ozarks. They're at the 16-mile marker by water, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard by road in Lake Ozark, or you can reach them on the web at marinemax.com. Now, they also have a location over on the Osage Beach Parkway across from the Outlet Mall. You'll find Jim and his crew there as well with lots of boats to choose from. But they do have the premium brands from Sea Ray, the Sport Boats, Cruisers, and Yachts, the Azimuth Yachts, Harris Pontoons, Nautique Sport Boats, plus Boston Whalers. And, of course, a great brokerage department as well. And they've got some used boats as well for sale at the marina location. You'll find it all by going to the website, marinemax.com/Missouri. And or you can just stop into 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard in Lake Ozark. They are there 7 days a week. Well, let's see here. We have some Around the Waterfront news for you this morning, and we'll get started with kind of a sad story. Of course, you remember back just not too long ago, the Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez and two others were killed in a boating accident. And the report is coming back now saying strong odor of alcohol at the time of the crash that killed the three men last month was according to a search warrant affidavit that was released this last week. The 7-page affidavit was prepared by investigators from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The boat was named Not Looking. It crashed into the North Jetty off Government Cut shortly after 3 a.m. on September 25th. All three were declared dead at the scene. Lake George, let's see, a driver of a boat there that struck and killed an 8-year-old girl on Lake George over the summer was indicted this past week on 12 new charges, including manslaughter, assault, and criminally negligent homicide. He left the accident scene. A Warren County grand jury also indicted Alexander West, 24 years old, of Queensbury, on charges of vehicular manslaughter and boating while intoxicated and impaired by drugs and alcohol. The crash killed Charlotte McHugh of Carlsbad, California, who was vacationing with her family at Lake George. The crash also seriously injured the girl's mother. Well, the U.S. Coast Guard has released the third of a series of 5 strategic plans to try to keep boaters safer out on the water. The latest phase of the strategic plan of the National Recreational Boating Safety Program 2017 to 2021 was released this past week. The plan here includes 3 primary initiatives: improve and expand recreational boating education, training and outreach, update, leverage, and enforce policies, regulations, and standards, and improve and expand recreational boating data collection and research. Now, for more information on what the Coast Guard's up to with these reports and these plans, you can go to uscgboating.org and then search strategic plan. Brunswick has named Danielle Brown Vice President and Chief Information Officer for the company, and another woman making it big in the marine industry. Danielle Brown, 46, Vice President, Chief Intelligent Officer, for the Brunswick Corporation. She comes to Brunswick from DuPont, where she most recently led global IT transformation preparation for their merger with Dow Chemical. And according to Brunswick, Brown will have responsibility for the company's information technology services, including IT structure and planning, emergency technology, service delivery, and execution. Well, next week, the entire marine industry gathers in Amsterdam to visit METS Trade 2016. METS is the Marine Equipment Trade Show. It's a big one. They come from all over the world, 1,470 exhibitors from 48 countries, 22,000 visitors expected from 110 different nationalities. Boy, this is a big one. The METS Trade next week in Amsterdam. I think you can probably still get a flight if you want to get out there.
Hi, this is Captain Dave Truitt, Program Chairman of Chicago's Christmas Ship, and you're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone radio show.
Well, yesterday was Veterans Day around the country, but today we're going to be having the third annual Veterans Day Parade. That'll start at 10 o'clock this morning. Starts at Osage Beach City Hall and travels down to the Lake of the Ozarks Elks Lodge. Now, this is on the West Parkway. All veterans are welcome to come and walk or ride in the parade, or certainly welcome to stand on the sidewalks on both sides of Osage Beach Parkway. Come out and support our veterans, would you? And as we think about Veterans Day from yesterday, I've always wanted to play this special tribute, and I try to do it every year around this time. This is from our good friend Jarrett Doherty at the Pierce Arrow Theater down in Branson.
Woo! We don't ever want to do a show here at the Pierce Arrow Theater without acknowledging some very important people. And I tell you what, these folks, in my opinion, have forevermore done their part in keeping this country the land of the free and the home of the brave. And that's our veterans. Would you bet you? God bless you. Woo. I tell you, you're what this country is all about. And I will forever be grateful for all the sacrifices that you and your families have made. Not too long ago, I sat down with a veteran and I asked him, I said, what was it like for you? He looked down to the floor for just a second. And then he looked me right square in the eye. He said, I turned 21 back in 1964. Took a trip on my birthday to the Vietnam War. I was proud to serve my country, though I didn't know what I was fighting for. Instead of going home to Texas, I became a prisoner of war. He said, you don't know what lonely is till you're 10,000 miles from home. You learn to trust in God. It helps you not to feel so alone. All the countless days of torture, it break your heart to see a grown man cry. And they knew how to break our spirits. And every night we prayed that we would die. He said, you don't know what freedom is till it's taken away. We were barely existing, but God, the price we had to pay. Whew, my Lord. Folks, long story short, he made it back home to Texas to his family and friends. And I asked him, I said, if you had to do it all again, would you do it? He said, yes, sir, in a heartbeat, because I'm an American soldier. God bless you.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our
God bless America. God bless our veterans and those active members in the armed services. So we thank you. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9 FM, and on KRMSradio.com, live streaming audio.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Oh, no. No, I'm not rushing it, really. I'm really not. I mean, Walmart's got their stuff out already for Christmas. So we're going to talk Deck the Docks coming up next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, the sixth annual event aboard the Celebration Cruise Ships here at the Lake of the Ozarks. Talk about that in just a moment with Captain Dave Anderson standing by in the studio.
Okay. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you, Santa. It's great to have you with us. Hey, I want to talk to you for just a minute about Hydrohoist boat lifts. And if you're planning to buy yourself a Christmas gift and get a new boat lift, I would recommend Hydrohoist. The Ultralift 2 Series goes in two different weight sizes, the 4,400 to 8,800 pound series, and then they go from the 10,000 up to 32,000 pound series. For your PWCs, they've got the Hydroport Series, including that new HP Pro, which is easy on and easy off. Those are ones you can actually install yourself, but get more information by checking in with Joanne Clark. She's the area manager in Lynn Creek right here at Lake of the Ozarks, or you can look up your Hydrohoist dealer on their website, boatlift.com. To get a hold of Joanne, you just drive down Highway 54 toward Camdenton. From Osage Beach, it's about 4 miles, really in between. And they're right there on the side of the road. You'll see the Hydrohoist sign and all of the lifts sitting out there waiting to go to brand new homes. Call her at 573-346-7505. That's 346-7505. You can email Joanne at jclark@boatlift.com. And remember, you can get them in black or you can get them in the blue, but at Hydrohoist Boat Lifts, the choice is up to you.
This is Captain Ken Dresser, president and founder of Confident Captain Ocean Pros in Newport, Rhode Island. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Well, it's time for the sixth annual Lake of the Ozarks Deck the Docks cruises aboard the Celebration cruise boat. And to talk more about it, the captain of the boat for all the cruises, most or all the cruises, I guess, Captain Dave Anderson's here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So are you going to be driving the boat?
I don't know if I'm going to do all of them this year. This will be the first year that I have not done all of them, but fortunately I got a little help this year, and I get a little time off myself, but looking forward to it, and I'll be there most of the time.
All right. Well, you know, who would have thought 6 years ago that this thing would develop to what it is now? You know, we're going to be doing Tuesday nights. December 6th is a special night, but pretty much every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings from Thanksgiving to the end of the year, we guys make a great cruise. Tell us what the route sort of is and what people are going to expect when they get on the boat.
We obviously dock at the Grand Glaze Bridge. We'll leave out of there. We'll head down towards about the 21-mile marker and then start making our way back downstream to about the 11-mile marker, finish up down there, turn around, and head our way back, and hopefully we'll see a lot of beautiful homes along the way.
I noticed somewhere I was seeing some pictures. People are already getting their decorations up, and some of them are leaving them on at night, which is really good.
I was out Saturday night. Had a charter, and they're right around the community bridge, the toll bridge. There's a The guys there that always do a great job are already lit up, and it looks awesome.
You know, people that have never been on the Celebration cruise boat, let's tell them a little bit about, and I call it a cruise boat, but what's the difference between a boat and a ship? Where does it become a ship?
Well, I think that's all in what you call it.
Oh, okay.
but no, we are a Coast Guard inspected vessel. We're certificated for 149 passengers. We limit it. We don't put near that many on for these just because of we don't know how cold it's going to be. The decks, we've got big decks that are a great time in the summer and when it's beautiful out, but if it's inclement weather. So we kind of hold it down to about 100 people, which makes for a nice group, plenty of room for everybody. Like I said before, we are Coast Guard inspected, which means the captains are licensed, the crew's on a random drug testing program. We meet all the requirements put forth by the Coast Guard. We have all the safety equipment, anything like that that you could ever imagine that we'd need at the lake here. We've had a, knock on wood, flawless safety record for the 20 years that the boat's been here, but we work really hard to maintain that and take care of the boat and take care of the people we have on board.
I would have to call it a ship because it's 80 feet long.
We're 80 feet long, 20 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a beautiful boat going down the lake, and the people that get on these deck, the dock cruises, really get their money's worth. This is, of course, a fundraiser for the Dogwood Animal Shelter. Last year, $30,000 from these cruises went to the Dogwood Animal Shelter. Let's talk a little bit about where the Celebration is docked and where people pretty much every night for the cruise will come.
We're docked right at, next to the Grand Glades Bridge. You can't miss us right on the west end of the bridge. We've got plenty of parking for everybody. Come on down. We'll board right there. We'll take off from there. We'll come back there, obviously. And we'll go have 3 hours of a good time. We'll have live entertainment on board every cruise. We have food on cruise. I don't want to mislead anybody. We don't provide supper, but different restaurants and venues around the lake provide the food, and it's a sampling of what they offer. So you might be able to try something that you maybe wouldn't want to go try, but it's something a little different. But try it out, and it might end up going there later. You know, so it's a great venue for not only the people that are on the boat, but a lot of the businesses around the lake to provide their services. A lot of all the entertainment's donated also, and it's the same thing. You might somebody you've never heard before, and you might want to go look them up. So it's just a good time.
All right, and if you're a business out there, we still have some opportunities for sponsorships on some of the cruises, so just contact us here at the radio station at KRMS, and we'll be more than happy to share those details with you. Would also like to mention that we're encouraging any homeowner, dock owner, any business between the 21 and the 11 to light them up. Let's really show everybody a good time.
Absolutely. Get them lit up. A little bit goes a long ways when you're out there at night and there's not much going on. You'd be surprised how little a person would really have to do to make a pretty awesome statement. The businesses along the way, let me know. If you light it up, I'll be more than glad to plug you along the way and get you a little something out of it.
That's true. Let's give them a phone number here. I've got 480-3212. That's the main number for the Celebration Cruise office, 480-3212. And, of course, the website, cruiselakeoftheozarks.com, if you'd like more information about the Celebration Cruise on Deck the Docks or any of the other cruises. Now, you're going to be doing some other cruises, aren't you, during that time?
Absolutely. We run through the end of the year. We have a really nice New Year's Eve cruise that we finish up the year with.
Oh, yeah.
We're still contemplating this year we might not winterize the boat. We're kind of looking at doing some stuff after the first of the year, maybe on Valentine's Day and stuff. So part of that will just probably depend on the weather and how it looks towards the end of the year. But we've always got room for company Christmas parties and stuff. We've got some real good deals on that. So there's a lot going on at the Celebration besides just Deck the Docks, but that'll be our main focus for the month, and it'll just be a good time.
And, of course, this past year, Captain Joe launched a second celebration down at the Bagnell Dam.
Celebration Bagnell Dam, it did really well. Got a little bit of a later start than we had anticipated, but the reception for it was awesome, and it did really well. So looking really forward to next year. Get a full season in with it also.
Outstanding. All right, one more time, 480-3212 for your reservations or more information about the Deck the Docks cruises. And, again, cruiselakeoftheozarks.com. Captain Dave Anderson, thank you, sir. We'll see you out there on the lake.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of RAD. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you.
Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Kevin Michael. I'm the Executive Director of the Water Sports Industry Association. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Okay, one more time, the telephone number to get some reservations in there for the Deck the Docks cruises. That's 573-480-3212, 3212, and or you can go on to the website, cruiselakeoftheozarks.com. Those trips on every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from Thanksgiving to New Year's really fill up fast. So if you'd like to get on board and enjoy one of our Deck the Docks cruises, please get in touch with them now. I'm working on a couple of program features for next week that I wanted to tell you briefly about. One, we're going to go out to Lake Norman in North Carolina. We're going to talk to John Gillette at the Lake Norman Marina. They have an event coming up, the 39th Annual Barefoot Skiing Championships. We're going to talk to John about that coming up. It's almost like our polar plunge they have out here in the Midwest. We also are going to be talking with Mike McDowell. He is the owner and operator of BoatRadio.net, where you'll hear this program coming up on a repeat. You listen Sunday evenings right there, actually Saturday evenings, and then anytime you want with the RSS feeds at BoatRadio.net. Well, coming up on our program this morning, we're not done. We've got a long way to go yet. We're going to be talking boat thefts and what you can do to protect your boat over the winter months, particularly if you have a trailerable boat. We're going to be talking to Charles Fort from the Boat U.S. Consumer Affairs Department. And then we're going to go back out to Ibex with some interviews with some folks from Rely On Batteries. They are the lithium batteries for boats. That is all coming up in the minutes ahead on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Saturday morning, thank you for being with us on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9 FM on radio. Then you can pick us up on live streaming audio as well at krmsradio.com. Coffee break time. We will be right back. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
Well, have you had anything ever stolen off of your boat? Like your boat motor? Or had your whole boat stolen? Well, we're going to talk about how to prevent some of that. Charles Fort, Director of Consumer Protection at Boat U.S. will be our guest next as we talk about that topic. I want to talk to you about another topic, and that is, this winter, how about taking care of your boat a little bit? Paradise Upholstery Canvas and Carpet is right here at Lake of the Ozarks to do just that. They do specialize in marine upholstery, canvas, and carpet work. They do areas of expertise for these guys: custom boat covers, snap-in boat carpet, bimini tops, enclosures, vinyl interior repair and replacement, and complete vinyl redesign. They do some nice work in that area as well. Now, as you can imagine, this kind of work does take some time, takes some planning, and they will line you up, but you got to call them to make an appointment to have them come out, take a look, and see what you want to have done. Call Paradise Pete at 573-216-7214. Now, currently, Paradise provides dockside service to Lake of the Ozarks from Bagnell Dam to the 36-mile marker and 4-mile marker up both the Gravois and the Big Niangua. They have a mobile boat that takes them on up there. It's sort of a little shop area that they can work in and do those final details and getting it all wrapped up for you. But you do need to give them a call or get in touch. Take a look at their website. It's ParadiseUpholstery.com. You can call Pete at 573-216-7214. Or if you'd like to see some YouTube videos of some of the work they do, go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and you'll see the Paradise logo. You click that, it takes you to their website. Right below there, there's some video text, talks about YouTube. If you click that, it'll show you some of their YouTube videos. Again, that's Paradise Upholstery and Canvas and Carpet. Good morning. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And as we head into the winter months, and a lot of us are getting ready to put our boats away for the winter, and one of the things we worry about sometimes is theft. And to talk more about how we can prevent that from happening, we have on the Boat U.S. guest line, Charles Fort, Director of Consumer Protection at Boat U.S. Good morning, Charles. Welcome back to the program.
Morning, Bob. It's good to be back.
Thank you very much for taking some time to be with us to talk about this very important element of our boating lives. You know, a lot of us in the wintertime put our boats away, some of them on trailers, parked in secure lots. I say that secure in question marks. What are some of the things that you recommend that boaters should do to give themselves that little extra edge of protection heading into the winter months?
Well, you know, we did an analysis of claims a few years ago and found that of the top 10 claims, boat theft was number 9. But when it came to the actual payout, it leaped to the top, which doesn't make, it's not a big surprise because typically when a boat is stolen, it's not recovered. Only 10% of the time is the boat ever completely recovered, and so it's a total loss. So it's obviously a big issue for us, and our objective is to try and educate folks so they'll know how to protect their boats from getting stolen. So when we drilled down into boat thefts, we found that 75% of the boats that are stolen are less than 26 feet. And I have a feeling that this is probably the demographics of your listeners. When we drilled down a little bit more, we found that 46% of all boat thefts were runabouts, and 13% were PWCs, and 28% were cruisers, and the rest were associated smaller boats, bass boats, and the like. So if we build a picture of the most commonly stolen boat, it probably is exactly what your listeners have, less than 26 feet, it's on a trailer, it's a runabout type, and has an outboard engine.
Well, we should have a lot of those, yeah, not only around the lake, but all over the country. That's a biggie. You know, it's interesting, you know, that with the security cameras and those kind of things that are out there now, every once in a while you'll see, you know, somebody going online and posting on Facebook or something, you know, if you see this man or this vehicle stealing my boat, please give me a call, you know, that kind of thing. And then, of course, there was that guy down in Florida, I guess it was recently, that tried to steal like a 60-foot yacht.
Yeah, and, you know, when we analyzed our thefts, we found that very few sailboats and trawlers and larger boats were stolen. And first of all, they're pretty easy to identify. And second of all, it takes a lot of nerve to try and get away at 6 knots or 7 knots. So the big boats don't actually get stolen very often. And if they do, they're usually recovered pretty quickly. And but the smaller boats, what happens to them is it's sort of like when a car gets stolen. The thieves will take it somewhere, and they'll strip it completely. I mean, and they will take everything. They'll take steering wheels, electronics, controls, engine, of course, and just leave a shell of a boat left. And sometimes they'll leave it in a on an abandoned road. Sometimes they'll even set it on fire so it's hard to identify. Mm. And that's why it's not worth anything usually when they're recovered, because they're completely stripped. They take the parts and then they resell them.
Well, I have a personal story about that. 1975, we moved to Colorado Springs, and we were going to put our boat in Pueblo Reservoir the next summer, and we stored the boat. It was a little 14-foot Lund, and had a 65-horse Merc on the back of it. And we ended up going out there for spring to pick it up. The motor was gone. And so I reported that to Mercury, and they said, well, you know, chances are that thing was in Mexico within 24 hours. So I think you're right. You know, a lot of that stuff gets stolen, gets sold. And, of course, it helped us. We ended up getting a bigger boat, so it all worked out okay. But
yeah, and you're right about that, too. Usually when an engine is stolen or sometimes even an entire boat, it leaves the country. And lately, some of the larger boats, the 26, 28, 29-foot, boats with doubles and triples on the back. Ooh. They'll find them in Eastern Europe, because there's a big market for them there. And they're complete and they're whole, but because they don't have the same titling requirements we have here, it's almost impossible for someone to find out they're stolen.
Right. Trailer locks and all of those kinds of things are pretty helpful, I would guess, wouldn't they be?
Yeah, in fact, that's probably the number one thing you can do to protect your boat is put locks, and put locks everywhere. It locks around the tires and the wheels, lock the cabin, lock the engine to the vessel. The more locks you have, the more difficult it is for a thief to get on and steal your boat. The second most important thing to do is just take a look at your boat where it sits and pretend like you're a thief and see how hard it would be to take that. If your boat's sitting out in the street next to the curb, a guy can come up to that and take it in 10 seconds and be gone. So give an idea about what it would be like if you were a thief, how easy it is to take your boat, and do some things like put it in the driveway and put the tongue next to or facing the garage instead of facing out. Take a wheel off of it. Make it difficult to take. You could even take the lights off of it. A lot of people have light bars on the boat, so when they put them in the water, the lights don't go underwater. Well, if you've got a light bar and you take that off, it's going to be difficult for a thief to take it because they're usually doing it at night, and they don't want to be dragging a boat down the street with no lights on because that tends to attract some attention.
Mm-hmm, very much so. The website, boatus.com/consumer, your section there has all kinds of great information. Kind of highlight a few things that people will see when they go in there.
Well, one of the things that we do that's probably the most important is we act as mediators when there's a dispute between our members and, say, a dealer or a shop or a manufacturer, and we try and get a resolution, and we're successful often because if you were to call a manufacturer and say, I got a problem with this, it may or may not listen to you, but if you're a member of OUS, you've got almost 600,000 people, they tend to take notice to us, so we have a pretty good result when we have mediations. We also have the Consumer Protection Complaint Database, which goes back getting close to 30 years now.
Wow.
So we've got 12,000 entries for manufacturers and boats, and that's searchable for our members. And if they want to find out if a certain boat or a manufacturer or dealer has had complaints or even compliments, they can go search that.
Well, appreciate that very much. There's some other information in there about repair estimates and marine surveys if you're getting ready to buy a boat, all kinds of great information. Again, that's boatus.com/consumer, and lots of great information. We urge you to, of course, be a member, $24 a year for membership to Boat US. Charles Fort's been our guest, the Director of Consumer Affairs there at Boat US, and again, appreciate your being on the show with us this morning.
You bet. It's always great to talk to you, Bob.
Hello, this is Dustin King with Boat Owners Association of the United States, celebrating 50 years of service to America's boaters. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
Coming up on the program next, we're going to get recharged. All right, we're going to talk to Christine and Michael from Rely On Batteries. They are the lithium battery people. Interview from Ibex this year. That's next as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues. Right here on the radio, KRMS 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, Lori, 104.9 FM, Osage Beach. Around the world on streaming audio, krmsradio.com, and later on boatradio.net. Be right back.
All
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Clean water, ethanol, government regulations, life jacket and safe boating operations, boating products tested and featured. It's all covered in Bob's No Wake Zone radio show.
Down on the boat docks, Bob's down on the boat docks. Let's find out what's going down on the boat docks.
We are back, and a good morning to you. Thanks for being with us here this morning on the show. We're going to be talking with a couple of representatives from the Rely-On Battery Company. They're going to be talking to us about their lithium batteries for the marine industry. Interview from this past October at IBEX. You know, this year, the Boat Owners Association of the United States, Boat U.S., has been celebrating their 50th anniversary. It was back in 1966 that boaters could buy a new mid-sized cruiser for about $7,000. Outboard engines had surpassed the 100 horsepower mark, and recreational boating was growing at a large scale across America. It was also in 1966 that the nation's largest recreational boating group, Boat Owners Association of the United States, Boat U.S., got its start, thanks to founder Richard Swartz, who saw a need to make recreational boaters' lives better. His vision of offering representation, improving safety, providing quality services at competitive prices, and saving boaters money was all rolled up into service, savings, and representation. And, of course, that motto remains today as sort of the core for this group that's now touting memberships of over 600,000. Your membership comes with lots of good features and benefits. One is all these discounts from all kinds of businesses around the country. BoatUS.com/savings to take advantage of some of these special offers that are available. Carry that card with you when you go to West Marine. And, of course, if you're on the unlimited freshwater towing package with Towboat US, that'll be on that card as well. Check out their website, BoatUS.com. Check out the Towboat website. You'll find links to both of those on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Did want to bring you up to speed on something we heard about this past week from Mike McDowell with boatradio.net. Of course, our program is there. It's not really a live broadcast, if you will. It's a recorded broadcast of what we air here on Saturday mornings on the radio station and on our streaming audio at krmsradio.com. But we send over all the segments once we're done to Mike, and he puts them into their system over there in over by the UK. But he sent me some new information this week about boatradio.net, saying that your radio boat radio listeners are mostly in the following cities in descending order. Now, they've had over 60,000 URLs show up on the site, download programs, set up the podcasts or RSS feeds. But these are the top cities where people are listening to boatradio.net and, of course, to my program here. They're in New York, London, San Francisco, Chicago, Elizabethtown, Perth, Atlanta, Sydney, San Antonio, Boston, and Los Angeles. That's really fabulous. Thank you, Mike, for sending that along to us. We sure appreciate it. And I think next week we're actually going to be talking with Mike McDowell. Talk more about boatradio.net. Coming up next, our interview from IBEX about Rely-On lithium batteries. All right, we're going to be talking with Christine Federa and Michael Bergstrom, both from Rely On Batteries out of Fort Mill, South Carolina. We caught up with them at the recent IBEX.
Let's get charged up this morning and talk about marine batteries, okay? So we're going to start with you, Christine. Let's talk a little bit about your company. Tell me what the name of your company is and what your main product is.
We are Rely On Battery, and our main product is lithium iron phosphate batteries. And we also offer AGM.
Now, that name itself, the lithium ion thing, that might scare people and go, oh my gosh, it's lithium. What is that?
Right. So in lithium, there's like three main chemistries: lithium cobalt, lithium manganese, and lithium iron phosphate. And what we offer is the last one, lithium iron phosphate, which is the safest lithium chemistry.
Okay, that's good news.
Yeah.
For boaters. Okay, having safe. Let's talk about some of the advantages of someone swapping out what they're using now. Most boaters have the liquid acid.
Yes, absolutely. That's predominantly the battery of choice, or being used from OEMs to dealers. So, and you know what we offer is drop-in style replacement batteries in standard case sizes throughout the industry. So, swapping from a lead acid to our lithium batteries, it's a simple swap. They're the same size, they fit in the same trays, and you get the benefits of lithium iron phosphate along with it.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the benefits to the boater for changing out their batteries, whether they need to or whether they just want to. There's some real advantages to these. Tell us a couple of them.
Right, so with lithium iron phosphate, you get a much lighter battery, at least half the weight.
And that's not bad, because most batteries in boats are way down underneath something.
Right. So a lot lighter, a lot more capacity within the same size container. You have constant power. So with lead acid batteries, as you discharge the battery, the power of that battery reduces. And with lithium, you get full power until it is fully discharged.
Okay.
And another huge advantage is with lead acid batteries, we all know you have to fully charge them. If you leave them in any partial state of charge for any length of time, they start to sulfate and get damaged and rapidly decline in life. With lithium, if you don't fully charge it, you just don't have as much capacity the next cycle, but there's no damage to the battery. So you can operate them not fully charging them on a regular basis without any damage to the life of the battery.
All right, then a follow-up on that would be, is the charging time for one of these batteries different than a charging time for a liquid acid?
Most definitely. The lithium is 99% efficient. So what that means is it will take all of the charge rate that you're putting into the battery, where lead acid, typically you like to charge around 10% of the overall capacity. Lithium, you can ramp that up to 100% if you want to, and charge in 1 hour.
All right. Now, let's talk about where people that are interested in swapping out or learning some more information, website.
Yeah, our website is relyonbattery.com.
All right.
Yep.
And then what about retail outlets? Are these available? You know, can they walk into a store and pick one up?
Yes, we have a dealer and a distributor network all across the country and in the world, for that matter. So anywhere we are, you can grab them for sure.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else you'd want to mention?
I mentioned safety in the beginning, and that's like a really key thing, because when people think lithium, they think danger. And the difference is the lithium batteries are used in cell phones or laptops, which are either the cobalt or manganese. The reason they're used is because they can be made much smaller than a lithium iron phosphate. However, they produce a lot of heat when they're charged, and that's why there's a danger there. Whereas lithium iron phosphate, we can't make them quite as small as those other lithium batteries, the other chemistries, but they're the same size as the lead acid, and they do not produce dangerous amount of heats, or heat level. So there's no concern about them being dangerous any more than any other battery.
Thanks again, Michael and Christine from the Rely On Battery Company. And again, the website is Rely On, that's R-E-L-I-O-N, battery.com. Well, as we wrap up the program today, I want to remind you again about the 3rd Annual Veterans Day Parade. Now, many of these are going on around the country, but today in Osage Beach on the West Parkway, I welcome all veterans to come and walk or ride in the parade. It starts at 10 a.m. this morning. They'll be serving up some food and drinks available at the Elks Lodge. So come on out and support the veterans on the 3rd Annual Veterans Day Parade at Lake of the Ozarks. Hey, and it's also the birthday this week for the United States Marines, so let's salute them this morning.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. First to fight for right and freedom, and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States Marines. Our flags unfurl to every breeze from dawn to setting sun. We have fought in every clime and place where we could take a gun. In the snow of far-off northern lands and in sunny tropic seas, you will find us always on the job, the United States Marines. Here's health to you and to our Corps, which we are proud to serve. In many a strife we fought for life and never lost our nerve. If the Army and the Navy ever looked on heaven's seas, they will find us trees are guarded by United States Marines.
We are clearly out of time this morning. Those bells signify the end of the show. We thank you so much for being with us today. Thanks to all the veterans and you active service members as well. Thanks for your service to our country. Have a great weekend. We will see you next week. Same time, same boat channel right here.